We take them into our hearts. We let them ride in the front seat of the car. We groom them. We dress them. We make them part of the family. So it's not surprising they are also part of our driveway moments. I'm Steve Inskeep. All About Animals is a special collection of stories that explore our close and sometimes complex relationships with the lower orders, as they're sometimes called. We can never be too sure what our animal friends think about us. If Mr. Ed, the talking horse, really could talk, maybe we'd have a better idea. But since he can't, and neither can most of the animals we come across in this collection, with the exception of a few chatty parrots, it is our pleasure to bring you these most amazing stories, like the adopted hummingbirds that flew back from the Gulf of Mexico as if to say hello, or the displaced animals of Hurricane Katrina, the dog that lives to work, or the parrot that spoke love's true name. Let's start with the cautionary tale of a young woman and a dog with issues. It begins with the dog's adoption.
My dad's only rule walking into the Humane Society was that we weren't allowed to get a Cocker Spaniel because he thought that they were too high maintenance. Of course, an hour and a half later, we left with an adorable Cocker Spaniel puppy. In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When we voted on the name, my mom argued for Trouble, my brother Andrew petitioned for Rommel von Barbarossa, and I won with Lady. Lady was my baby from the very beginning. At first, she lived up to her Disney namesake.
She's really perky and happy and genuinely excited to see you when you came in the door every day.
She was sweet and engaged. She loved to interact with the kids and family members.
She's a really, really nice all-around, all-American dog.
However, all of that changed when we moved into our new house.
She would just kind of wander around the pool, looking around, glassy-eyed, maybe throw up, then crawl into the bushes and go to sleep. You know, her behavior could be different, but a total change in personality.
We noticed Lady spending an awful lot of time down by the pond in the backyard. Then, late one night after I'd put the dogs out, Lady wouldn't come back in. She finally staggered over to me from the cattails, looked up at me, and leaned her head over and opened her mouth like she was going to throw up. And out plopped this disgusting toad. And it wasn't the last time.
Well, after Lady had sucked on the toads, they would be bleached white, and they would still be functional. They'd hop around, they'd try and get away, but they would just be pale, and they'd be... Oh, it was really gross.
Toad licking has been documented across the world. As the Fox television...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?